My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we are taking you up until the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. Thanks so much to head coach Mario Cristobal from the University of Miami for spending a little time with us. Now we shift into high school football, where we started it off today. Certainly around the state of Florida, everybody excited about the 2024 season ahead. Coming off a 7-5 record last year, including a playoff win, probably would be satisfying for most teams, but at Miami Southridge, they've got bigger fish to fry after starting out 5-1 last year. Certainly a program that has an opportunity to be very special this year. Did a lot of things during the spring and the offseason. Went to some camps as soon as last week, doing some things to get better and better. Head coach Pierre Sinatis is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Busy, busy, busy offseason for you guys.
Never lied, Larry. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I can't thank you enough for coming on, and it was great seeing you and great talking to you about some of the events that you went to this year. You really kept busy, especially right down to the wire last week, going to an opportunity go to a padded camp up in the Lakeland area, and certainly finishing off what has been a pretty productive offseason.
I mean, tremendous, tremendous. You know, like we talk about, work begins and never ends. We still that motto, and we just continue to pour into our young men, and we're excited about our program at Miami Southwest Senior High School. Just really trying to transform our kids and student athletes, you know, becoming an A school this summer. And like you talked about, the summer camp travel going through states like North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and our spring travel going to Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. And then going, like you said, the FCA Padded Camp Fellowship of Christian Athletes at Southeast University against 9 of the high schools and competing in a full contact, semi-contact camp, and just trying to get reps and reps and, you know, pouring into the mindset and the work ethic and camaraderie and building unity and, you know, just trying to make the best student athlete, the best Southridge Spartan that we possibly can, and giving them the best experience and putting them in front of as many colleges and people, and continue to put the lights on the stage to showcase their talent. The talent in Florida is just immense. And you just see it. Every time we stop at a college, you see a Florida guy. Like we went up to Lenore Ryan's, we got to see Social, you know, we went up to Western Carolina, you know, we're seeing guys, Michael Lee at Wofford, I mean, Ponce at App State. Every time we stopped in, it's a guy that was a South Florida high school student or a college or professional guy who loves South Florida athletes, like you love showcasing on your platform. And so the history and tradition at Miami Southwood is like that. And like any given Friday night, you're going to find some of the best talent in the world. And we just want the rest of the country to know that, you know, it's still the most dominating football is right here in the 305 down here in Miami. And so our kids got to go out on the road all spring and summer and showcase. And now we get a lock in, and it's first day of camp, baby, and we're fired up. And now we go chase the state title. You know, it's not going to stop, Larry. You know,
and you know, you bring up a good point. You know, you take a lot of a lot of these colleges, and obviously everybody's fixed on, you know, the Big Four now with UCF and USF, which Golish is doing a great job over there, and he's really building something special, and, you know, the same thing at FAU and FIU. But there are so many of the NAIA programs, along with Stetson, along with West Florida, that are really outstanding. And as you saw, going to a program like Southeastern University, that's a big-time place. When I used to go there back in the day for the Down and Dirty, it was just a bunch of trees. Now they got a great little stadium, and it's a tremendous campus. And then you look at Florida Memorial, and you look at Kaiser, and you look at Ave Maria and Weber and Warner. These are really great places for kids to get an education and play.
I mean, phenomenal point. And like you said, we got to, you know, stop by UCF and see Coach Harris and DVD and Golish and those guys. And like I said, they're looking for a certain student athlete. And we also got to go to Southeastern last year. And they took our left tackle, Eddie Galvez, who's an incoming freshman there. And NAIA football in Florida is equivalent to Division II, if not FCS. And what proves that point is you have kids on FAU roster who are at Kaiser. You have Coach Social was able to take several of his, you know, Kaiser kids to Lenore Ryan are going to compete for starting reps. So I think there's been this notion when we're at Florida Memorial and other people have tried to develop NIA programs that it's, you know, Division Five or it's lower end ball. But what Kaiser and St. Thomas and Florida Memorial and Weber and Warner and Southeastern have done with the immense talent in the state of Florida is flip NIA level. The floor of NIA talent is really, really special. In a place like Southeastern, it's some really, they're finding talented pieces because just the plethora of bodies that we have here. And so they have diamonds in the rough falling into their laps. And so that's why the national champion was right there in Palm Beach, Florida.
Right. We've had two national champions. Coach, we've had two national champions in the last 10 years, and none of them were Florida, Florida State, or Miami. West Florida won Division II, and as we know, that Kaiser was in the mix the last 2 years, being in the finals 2 years ago and then winning it all last year. Talk about your team. You know, we had a chance to see you have a young quarterback in James Perrone, who obviously is learning and getting better and better every day, but you also have some veterans that are coming back.
I mean, outstanding. Like, we're lucky to have James, you know, at the helm as a young quarterback going into his sophomore year, you know, getting some all-county looks, getting some Division I offers, Virginia Tech and Colorado State and several other Division I universities have offered him. Had a very impressive season at the end of the year. You know, took us to the wire with Homestead with seconds left and, you know, just continues to grow. And then just surrounded by some immense talent. We have Ryan Moret on the offensive line, you know, who's coming in now, number one preseason wrestler, you know, was seconds away from going to the finals last year. You got to see him in Kissimmee. And he now Ryan's at 6'5", 285. And this massive young man who at one time in the 20s and 30s, you know, coming in as a freshman is no longer that young man. He is now a grown man. And with Spencer Boston, number three wrestler in the state of Florida across the board, and Cameron Wilson, one of the top DNs in the state. That kid is special. He's electric. You know, several Division I offers. Then you have Curtis Bryan, Joshua McDowell, all county kids, you know, four-year varsity starters that played a ton of reps, that love football, extremely physical. And then you have Tyler Brown, the young cornerback that everybody's on everybody's watch list. And, I mean, our kids are running track and field. They're wrestling. They're in tune with the program. We just have special pieces across the board. You start shouting out guys. And Darius Clemens with the ball in his hand is one of the most electric receivers you're going to find in the state of Florida. You know, so we're excited about what we can do. And then, like I said, we're always going to play the South. We get to play Killian. We kick off. We play Columbus. We play Palmetto. I mean, we want South Florida football to come out. I want parents, fans, alumni to come out a couple of games a year like they do in the other states. Come out and watch these young men. The talent is still there. It's still fun on Friday nights. And you'll see these guys on Saturday. You'll see these guys on Sunday. Yeah. And it's just one of the best things you can, you know, do is support your local high schools. Come out, watch them, come to some homecomings. And anywhere from South Ridge Park to Traz or to any field, you're going to find some great games on Friday night.
Coach, talk about the season ahead. Obviously, you guys are, you know, you're in the mix, obviously, with Homestead once again. Talk about what you got schedule-wise.
I mean, again, our goal is always first take care of the neighborhood. So that's why we kind of changed the schedule and look inward. We're taking care of everything south of the airport. Like you said, we got to play Doral, Killian, Columbus, Palmetto, Homestead, who's in our district. So there's no ducking anybody in South Dade. So there's nobody on the south end that can say that we didn't play them, that we didn't want to schedule them. Everybody's on the schedule. Lock the gates when you come in, and let's go to war, and then we'll shake hands at the end and get ready for the next one. And we feel we have as good a shot to go to the state as anybody else on the south end. We're in a great, great region, and I think we can represent the south end extremely well. And then we're, you know, kind of, you know, have a great path to the GMAC game. We're excited to see whoever we match up on the north end. Last year was Central, the year before was Booker T, so we're always excited about playing those guys. And like I said, it's just a plethora of Division I talent and some electric athletes on the field, and we think we're primed with the kids we have, the program we have, the support we have from our community administration, the faculty and staff. You know, we got as good a shot as anybody, and we're going to be dangerous. We're going to be extremely fast and electric, and it's going to be a really exciting product on the field on Friday night, Larry.
And not only that, really good coaching, too.
Absolutely, man.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We have tremendous resources in our coaching tree. Like, we've been lucky to have several coaches, kind of expand out and become head coaches of other programs. But the guys that, you know, have kind of been homegrown, we have a ton of alumni like the Davises, like Jason Davis is there from the Davis family. They're there. But Coach Campbell, Coach Rodriguez, Coach Travis Moore, who came in, he was the head coach at Glade Central, who's now our office coordinator. So we have guys that have coached the FIU, interned the FIU. So we have young men that are not just coaching, but in our building and our community, pouring into our young men around them. So we're one of the few schools that have several coaches. You know, when your office coordinator, your offensive line coach, your defensive line coach, when your special teams coach are all in the building. Coach Gamble, who's come back, who's at University of Florida, graduated, and who's now back in the community helping out the receivers, who's in your building, who's going to see you in the morning and have breakfast with you, make sure you're in the classroom, make sure you're in the weight room, then go on the practice field. And the only public high school that gets to walk onto their game field and literally leave their locker room and walk into their park and stadium and play at Southridge Park is really a special place.
I was going to say, one of the very few programs that have their own stadium. And Dade County, which is awesome. Coach, I can't thank you enough. I appreciate you, and we will talk real soon, and best of luck, and I know we'll see you somewhere along the line.
Man, Larry, thank you so much. Thank you, 560, for the platform and all you do to kind of put a spotlight on South Florida high school football. Man, we appreciate you and all the work you do. Thank you again for your support.
Okay, thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.